Remember those lame duck appointees of former Governor Walker who were removed from their posts by a Dane County judge? The state Supreme Court says they can come back to work. Governor Evers had wound up reappointing 67 of those 82 people to the same jobs, but refused to move on the other 15. Yesterday's Supreme Court order means those appointees can go back to their original positions, for now, while the appeals process plays out. So how are Republicans and Democrats reacting to the court's decision, and what happens next? Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
All right, this is a tangled web. Let's try to break it down. What exactly did the state Supreme Court do yesterday?
The state Supreme Court stepped into one of these lame duck lawsuits yesterday and just ruled on the issue of whether these 82 appointees could go to work while this case proceeds. So you still have four cases that are ongoing, including, you know, the underlying case that they dealt with yesterday. That has not been decided by the court. But the court stepped in and said, look, just because a circuit court judge ruled the lame duck session was unconstitutional and therefore these appointments were invalid, we're going to stay that ruling. We're going to put it on hold while this case is appealed. You know, there was no magical window where the governor could make these appointments according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Now, there's, as you mentioned, four cases, two federal, two state, as I dimly recall. This is the one that says that whole lame duck session, in effect, never happened. As you said, they say it was unconstitutional, and thus anything that happened in it is null and void, didn't ever happen. So where is that case at now in the appeals process?
That case is right before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So, you characterized it correctly. This was kind of the most simple case and the most broad. I mean, it said that the legislature cannot meet an extraordinary session because the Wisconsin Constitution does not say that it can meet an extraordinary session. And therefore, anything that happened in that extraordinary session is unlawful. And so Dane County Judge Richard Neese agreed with that. He said the three laws that were passed during that session are invalid. The 82 appointments are invalid. The case was appealed to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals initially stayed Neese's ruling, but said that there was this window, basically. I mean, they didn't use the word window, but let's use it here, between when Neese ruled and when the Court of Appeals stepped in, when Neese's ruling was the law of the land. And it was okay for the governor to make these rescind these appointments. The Supreme Court disagreed. Now, the case itself is going to be before the court in oral arguments in mid-May. So that's when the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to hear, this case and maybe give some hints as to, you know, how they view the underlying arguments.
Right. In this particular ruling, did they give any indication about what they think about the merits of the case, whether or not this session was unconstitutional?
I think the fact that they stated it gives you an inclination that they think the legislature has at least a chance of succeeding. In fact, they said it. I mean, they can't grant a stay in this case or put a hold on a lower court's ruling in theory unless they think that somebody has a chance of prevailing, you know, that the case has a chance of going the other way. They said as much in their order yesterday that the legislature has at least a chance of prevailing here. And they felt it was a strong enough chance that, you know, they were willing to put this order on hold. An appeals court was not willing to take that step.
Our state Supreme Court right now has a 4-3 conservative liberal split. Until Brian Hagedorn gets sworn in, right, then it's 5-2. How did the vote break down on this ruling yesterday?
It was
4-3. Yep.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly
who
you'd expect doing what?
It was. The conservatives all backed this order, and the liberals on the court did not. The justice who wrote the dissent in this case, Ann Walsh Bradley, kind of chided the majority for using a standard to come up with his ruling that the parties in this case didn't even present, you know, in their arguments. So they're definitely not on board with this order here yesterday. You could see a similar split in a decision in this case, but the majority was careful to say, we're only in the early stages of the appeal. We express no position as to whether or not any of the legislature's arguments will ultimately prevail. Then they went on, we cannot say, however, that the legislature's arguments have no likelihood of success on the merits as the circuit court did. So, you know, they're saying we are not ruling on the case, but the legislature has a chance here.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about yesterday's state Supreme Court ruling, restoring a bunch of people to their jobs, their appointments that had been made under Governor Walker during a lame duck session of the legislature. Before we get to reactions to this, Sean, remind us of the range of jobs that we're talking about here.
A lot of them are boards and commissions that you've probably never heard of. I think the most notable positions that are being contested here are for the Public Service Commission. There are not many public service commissioners in Wisconsin. There are three. They serve longer terms than the governor, and they regulate utilities in Wisconsin. It's an important position. And so one of these positions, one of the people that's being contested here is Ellen Nowak, a longtime Republican aide. She was Governor Scott Walker's Secretary of the Department of Administration. So she has deep Republican ties, and she is now, according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, allowed to go back to that Public Service Commission job. There's also the Labor Industry Review Commission. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but when you're talking about labor disputes, that's an important position. That's one of the contested appointments. And then you have a couple regents that are on this list. Again, you know, the regent, one of the regents in question, Scott, I believe it's Bechtol, would be serving a term longer than the governor. So that's why these things get fought over.
Let's talk about the political reaction now. What have we heard from Republicans since the state Supreme Court made this ruling?
They're happy. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who oversaw the Senate during that December session where they confirmed these appointees, said that, quote, Governor Evers' actions targeted public servants. He went on to say, I'm glad to see that the state Supreme Court has ended this unnecessary constitutional crisis and enforced the return of these individuals to their rightful positions. So the asterisk to that statement is that it's not necessarily over.
For now.
Yeah. For now, they can go back to their positions. The case itself is yet to be heard.
And what have we heard, if anything, from Governor Evers or his administration?
They pointed that out. This was from Evers spokeswoman Melissa Baldoff. She said, quote, while the Wisconsin Supreme Court held that the circuit court should have issued an immediate stay, we are confident that the court will ultimately rule against the legislature's unconstitutional attempt to override the will of the people, which is how they framed the lame duck session, basically since it happened, that it happened after the November election, and it was an attempt to, you know, thwart that will of the people through that election that sent Tony Evers to office.
So oral arguments later this month on this. Do we change Supreme Court justices between now and then?
No, we don't. That'll happen in August, I believe, when Brian Hagedorn will take over for Justice Shirley Abrahamson. So when arguments happen, and likely when a decision will happen, you'll have a 4-3 conservative majority as you do now.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked with him about the status of the 82 appointments made by former Governor Walker during last year's lame duck session. The state Supreme Court said they can all return to work while the appeal process continues. Oral arguments in that case are scheduled for May 15th, 2 weeks from today.